And for our listeners who just tuned in, yeah, we've got the cast from Anything Goes, Binley Theatre Group. Mm-hmm. The show will be on from November the 10th to November 25th. And now we can ask beautiful cast members to again introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about you and the role you play for the listeners who just tuned in.
Hi guys, so my name's Connor. I play the ship's purser in Anything Goes. He's sort of in charge of the money, the second in command under the captain, and none of the sailors listen to him, so he kind of takes his frustration out on the other passengers on the ship, and bosses them around whenever he can.
Hi guys, I'm Jamie. I play Purity, one of the lead females, Reno, one of her backup dancers. My character's a little bit cheeky. She gets along with a lot of the sailors in a bit of a naughty way. It's a fun role to play. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Lauren Conway and I play Hope Harcourt in Anything Goes. She is a beautiful debutante, which is very scary to play because I'm like, whoa, pressure's on. She is trying to work out whether or not to do the right thing or follow her heart.
Hi, I'm James Rogers. I play Billy Crocker in Anything Goes. Billy's the lead male of the show. He has a lot of fun on the ship, kind of. Yeah, so he basically runs around, he interacts with most people on the ship, he keeps the story going and has a few little love triangles and gets himself into some not so great situations.
And now I was thinking, what about if you guys give us your own pearls of wisdom? Something that you learned, you know, through your life experience, and what would you pass to others?
Ooh. Oh, I've got a perfect one. Always wear a belt on stage.
Nice.
Why? Yeah.
Because your pants can fall down in mid-performance, it can be difficult to get them to stay up.
I guess
it's a big issue.
I guess I'd say just always have a change of socks. Like, if you like, in terms of being on stage and so on, you know, you can get rather sweaty feet, and then if you have to take those socks off for a costume change and then put them back on, nobody likes wet socks.
No.
So a change of socks is one of the best things you can bring with you.
Jamie and I have a joint one.
Yeah, it's not really about clothing. So it's, you are enough, you are so enough, it is unbelievable how enough you are. And that doesn't just apply to the stage, it applies to everyone in life. It can be a reminder every day that you are enough to play this role, you are enough to go to the shops, get out of bed, like, you are your own person. And
that is enough.
Yeah. Absolutely, that's enough.
Connor, that was a lot more deep than ours.
Yeah, it didn't talk about clothing.
Yeah, I think we went in a left turn there.
Ours would probably be like, always bring deodorant and a spare pair of stockings. That's probably ours.
I don't know if I have a clothing-related one. Sorry, guys.
And what would be your advice for the fellow actors when they go to audition and they get rejected? And
that's the worst.
Again, that lesson of you are enough. Just because you didn't get the part does not mean that you're not good enough to play the part. They might have a different thought process about the character than what you were playing. You might be 5 centimeters too short. It can be very nitpicky, and it doesn't mean that you are not a good dancer, not a good singer, not a good actor. Because you are enough. If you have trained and you'd put in the hard work and you did your best on that day, then you are enough, and there's nothing that you could, like, possibly, if as long as you did your best, there's nothing to change that. You can't mind control the directors, although I wish I sometimes could.
Yeah.
You can't mind control them to give you the part. You just have to work your hardest, try your best, and just aim for the stars.
I had this really great advice from my singing teacher who said, when you go into an audition room, have a goal that's not, okay, my goal is to get this part. Like, walk in and go, okay, so my goal is to not worry about that high note I have to hit and just do it. And then if you've done that, you walk out having achieved your goal, whether you do the part or not. So I think that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, what the other two said, both of those are really good ones. I guess what I'd say kind of comes back to, you know, the confidence versus arrogance thing. go into an audition being confident you can do your part, but not arrogant to think you're going to get that part. Mm. You know, you it's almost like you need to believe you're the best person in the room, but also everyone there can do a better job than you.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. A fine line to walk as an actor, you know, to not get your confidence absolutely shattered when you don't get that really big role, and then to not take it too far and get really arrogant when you do get that big role, because, you know, you got it, but there are 10 other people who could have done that role as well. Yeah. And it just so happened, maybe the director liked, you know, liked your haircut, liked how tall you were, or just in his or her mind's eye went, that's what I have for the character, that person matches it right there. Different director, you could have had a completely different cast member, like, so it's walking that really fine line, knowing you're good and have talent, but not letting it completely crush you when it doesn't go your way.
I think it's fine to have a cry and some ice cream as well. That's always good.
You're allowed to be cut up that you didn't get the role.
Yeah, it's not saying don't be upset that you didn't get the role, and don't take anything from it either. You know, you can take things from that audition. A lot of the times you can even talk to the production team and ask them and go, hey, did I not give you something you were looking for? Is there something you think I could improve on? So you can take stuff away from your auditions as well. You can take that away from your good auditions too. You know, if you got a role, ask the production team what they liked about your audition. All right, that's something you can take with you to your next audition. It's all about constantly learning and changing and evolving as an actor or performer.
Thank you. And unfortunately, it's about the time to wrap up. You're such a wonderful, wonderful people. It's so much fun to listen to you.
We'd love
such
to stay here chatting.
Such a good, positive energy. Such a great guy.
You think we're energetic now? You should come see the show.
Yeah. A lot of energy.
Would you like to say hello to your friends?
We would like to give a shout out to all the members of the cast and production team of Anything Goes.
Absolutely.
You might not know, but we appreciate all of your work. Like, the ensemble and characters all appreciate the production team's work, and I'm sure vice versa. And we've all worked hard to make this show what it is, and that's just a lot of love. It's a lot of love. We love you guys.
Also, clearly, like to give a shout out to Ernie, the dog in the show.
Ernie the dog. Yeah.
Very important role.
Yeah.
Please come along and see Ernie.
Ernie, if you're listening, we love you.
It's his debut.
He is ready for it. Mm-hmm. I've actually worked with dogs on stage before. Ernie's really good. He's not squirmy or trying to run away or anything. Great. True star.
We both have to carry him every now and then.
We do.
He's great.
He just sits there in your arms.
Okay, this, yeah.
Give him a little pat. It's awesome.
Thank you so much for coming,
thank you
so much, guys, for the interview. And I was thinking, to wrap up, can we do your little promo again?
Of course.
That was so much fun. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that should be on every single radio station and TV.
Let's do it.
The best ad ever.
Hi, Connor. When is our show?
Jamie, it's on 10th of November to the 26th. 25th, sorry.
But Connor, how do we get tickets?
Well, you can either go on the website, that is beanleytheatregroup.com/bookings, or you can call the phone number 07-3807-3922.
And how much are tickets, Connor?
They are $25 to $35. I believe we had a promo
code. There's a promo code somewhere. If you can find that, good work. James.
Right, so the promo code, I believe, I've used it and it works, is the word cast with all capital letters.
There you go. Just for you guys, it's a little sneaky. And what does that get us, James?
That gets you 10% off your ticket price. So that's a great discount.
That's fantastic.
Some sneaky math.
And
try and work out
how much that is. No, I do not.
Okay, right. Yeah. We don't number.
Yeah. I'm an actor.
And we had beautiful cast.
Connor playing the purser.
Jamie playing Purity.
Lauren playing Hope.
And James playing Billy Crocker.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.